Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Very first week that we're allowed to play music again, I was debating what music to play and whether we should be playing our normally festive, exciting Lakavod Shabbos Kodesh. But as this Friday, this Erev Shabbos is different because of the horrific tragedy which the Jewish people suffered and continue to suffer. The Ani Maamin I'm playing is actually what was being sung in Meiron last night. The crowd in Meiron sang Ani Maamin shortly before it dispersed and that terrible tragedy occurred. And so we begin now with Lakavod Shabbos Kodesh, the festive, even though we're allowed to for the first time have music again. But the very song and the very words from the very mouths of the 45 who are no longer, whose parting breath, without even knowing it would be, sang and recited Ani Maamin. I want to thank our generous sponsors of the Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos Shir, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Aschus V'chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi ben David Aryeh. Thank you for your generosity. And what can we do? As absolutely broken as we are, as devastated as we are, but Shabbos is upon us. And Shabbos demands, even in the middle of Shiva, Shabbos does not break Shiva. It's not incompatible, the feelings of mourning and grieving and loss and devastation, and simultaneously the feeling of Shabbos, to immerse ourselves and to find comfort in Hashem. A person goes through a difficult circumstance, a person scared or afraid, a person experiences challenge or loss, they run into the arms of a loved one, a mother, a father, a family member. They find comfort by running into the arms and the embrace. It doesn't make the challenge of the problem go away. It doesn't heal the sick or bring those who are no longer here back to life. And yet, being in that embrace brings a comfort, a strength. And Shabbos is the embrace of Hashem. And so, as Lag BaOmer is coming to a close, a horrific, a tragic Lag BaOmer that forever now will commemorate not only the Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but the Yahrzeit of 45 individuals who tragically and seemingly so unnecessarily lost their lives, we run into the embrace of Shabbos. Shabbos holds us and comforts us. And though it doesn't make anything different and doesn't make the problems go away, but we run into that hug, into that embrace to find that comfort, to find that strength, and to find that solace. The light of the bonfire that was lit last night is about to go out, but it merges right into the light of the Shabbos candles that will light shortly. The Shabbos candles that are meant to illuminate and to warm, Shabbos candles that are meant to reflect the soul, that are meant to reflect the Shalom Bayis. So returning to our study of Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, who was in Meiron last night lighting the bonfire, Bayam Derachecha, talk to us about the kavana, the intent, the mindfulness one is meant to have when lighting the Shabbos candles. The Arizal said, Tizayir B'tikon HaNeros, that one should be careful and vigilant when we light that candle. It's not only the physical light that we're bringing into the home, but it's what it represents. It's the metaphysical, the metaphorical light. It is the light of seeing with clarity. It is the light of belief and faith. It is the light of strength and of comfort. And so the light of the Lag BaOmer bonfire merges, as Lag BaOmer ends, merges right into the light of the Shabbos candles, as I wrote in a message earlier today. I encourage and urge everyone, when lighting those Shabbos candles tonight, to think not only of ourselves and our family, but to think about that those candles, those neshamos, those 45, their families, the hundreds of sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, of wives, of those 45 who are not spending Shabbos together with them, and to daven for their strength and for their comfort. We continue, B'yam D'Rachach Rav Yitzchak Meir. Matzoy Ma'ot Shev'erev Shabbos Mezgabrim Komin Nisyonos. It's a common occurrence. It's a very, very popular thing that on Erev Shabbos, we encounter many challenges. All week long we work hard. Shabbos is, thank God, it's Friday. Shabbos is meant to be the day of relief. Shabbos you let go. Shabbos is about to finally be the weekend. And yet, to the Shabbos observant Jew, when there's so much to do and to get ready and to prepare, it's filled with nisyonos, with challenges. Not the challenge that we have this week, this Friday. It's a shame we should never have such challenges again of the news that we received last night and this morning. But the challenge is b'midas hakas. People are quick to get angry. to lose their temper and lose their cool. What do you mean you didn't shop? What do you mean you didn't set the table? What do you mean you didn't set the candles? What do you mean you haven't showered? Why don't you help? Why don't you kick in? Why aren't you home earlier, more on time? Uvamidas ha'atzvas. And the mida, the character trait, the quality of sadness, the end of a week that didn't accomplish or achieve what you hoped, the end of a week that might be filled with a sense of shame, the end of a week which is filled with a tragedy. V'neza alul ligrom l'adam lachshov. It can cause a person to think, you know, I've been thinking about and preparing and longing for Shabbos. So right now, Friday, I've been thinking about Shabbos since last Motzei Shabbos. From the moment I made Avdallah last Motzei Shabbos, I've been looking forward all week long, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Shemini l'Shabbos, Shlishi, my whole week revolves around Shabbos. My shopping, my preparing, my cooking, my inviting, it all revolves around Shabbos. How could it be all week I'm looking and longing for Shabbos and Friday, the closest I can get, I feel the saddest. Or I feel the most angry, the most frustrated. I face the most challenges. Why am I at my lowest point when I should be climbing to my highest? The truth is exactly the opposite. Specifically, the closer we come to holiness, to sanctity, the closer we come to disconnecting and connecting to what matters. The closer we come to returning Shabbos. Lashevis means, Shavas means to rest. At the core of Shabbos is to rest. But you know, the other root of the word Shabbos is Lashuv, is to return. To return our sanity and to return our sanctity. It's to return and to recalibrate and to reboot. It's to get back to where we were. And we are preparing each Shabbos Emor, Tavshin Pe'alav. This year, 2021, this Shabbos looks like no other. On the heels of Lag Ba'Omer and under the cloud of a horrific tragedy, this Shabbos is unlike any other. So the closer we come in, the more we're on the cusp of an opportunity to break through, to achieve, to reboot, to restart, to climb, the bigger the challenge we face. Zelu umazeh, it's equal. Whenever we have a yetzer tov, there's a yetzer hara. When we have a positive momentum and opportunity, there is an absolute obstacle that stands in our way and tries to knock us off course. V'ikar avodasam hi. And therefore, every Friday, when we should be on our way to our highest high, when we've been climbing all week in anticipation and excitement and enthusiastic for Shabbos, often we feel we're at our low. Our avoda, our effort, our work, our mission, our mandate, ligrom la'adam lachshov, sheish mashu chutz me'Hashem yizborach chas v'shalom, is to not ever subscribe to the mistaken notion that there is anything in the world other than God. Ein od milvado, He is all there is. So how do we make sense of a world if He's all there is? To think that there's some other power. Why do we get angry? Why do we get frustrated? Why do we grow sad? Because we think we're in control and the world needs to work the way we want. And the sadness we feel today, of course, is a authentic, a legitimate and appropriate sadness. Torah, halacha, recognize the sadness of avelos, of mourning. To not be sad when there's an experience of loss, of tragedy, that's not positive, that's cruel. That's an understandable, legitimate, authentic, and a healthy sadness. But a sadness on an average Friday, we're not talking about this Friday, a sadness of exhaustion, a sadness of defeat, a sadness of shame, that is a sadness which is in defiance of Hashem in our life. She's a omek inyan kas, lasheni va'omek inyan atzvas. At the core of anger or frustration with the other is the ego, is the arrogance. At the core of sadness is the expectation, is the responsibility, is the autonomy. V'lachin kasher ha'yetzer mezgaber. So when that yetzer hara, when that altered ego, when that evil inclination overcomes, tzarech leschazik be'emuna v'lo lechos, Friday is a day of emuna. Part of our Shabbos preparation is faith. Part of our Shabbos preparation is to elevate and transcend the challenges to our faith. Lo lechos, don't get angry. Don't grow frustrated. Don't assign blame. But realize there's Hashem and there's a master plan. And to run away from sadness, to immerse ourselves in the image I have, to run into the open arms of Hashem. To run in the open arms of Hashem. It's a difficult, difficult Friday. But Shabbos, Some people will say, how could we, in the face of tragedy, Shabbos, to spend 24 hours with Hashem? And I say, we never needed Shabbos more. To immerse ourselves in Shabbos, to feel the hug of Shabbos, to run into the open waiting arms of Shabbos. It'll be waiting on the other end. We'll hear about more funerals and we'll read more Hespedim and we'll learn more about this tragedy and we'll hold accountable or we'll pursue the changes to ensure it'll never happen again. That'll all be there waiting after Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. But Shabbos, we run into the arms of Shabbos to find the comfort and the solace, the faith that will carry us through and take us, Amir Tashem, to the other side. And so again, rather than the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, I leave you again with the music, with the video, you could find it online, of the Ani Mamin, those gathered in Meron last night, were singing moments before they dispersed and this tragedy occurred. And we tap into their words, their song, the music and the melody to carry us into this Shabbos, into the embrace of the Shabbos with an Ani Mamin. This is the crowd in Meron last night singing. We enter next Shabbos with only happiness, Yeshuas and Nechamos, Besoros Tovos, with only good news and only happiness. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.